What about this? A Brisbane institution is set to close its doors after 4 decades. I can hear people crying in their pizzas right now. Well, that was on the menu when I went there. JoJo's. It's been a pillar of the Queen Street Mall since 1978. It's going to close its doors next month. How good was JoJo's? Hey, it was the place you went to meet people, and maybe you went there to meet a girl or a boy when you just got that little bit too old for Hungry Jack's. You know, plenty of first dates there, sometimes last dates as well. JoJo's owner and a Brisbane icon in his own right, Steve Ackery, joins me now. Stephen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Man, I'm really well. Before I ask you the reason why you're closing up, where did the name JoJo's come from?
I had had a family named JoJo's, and there's Mona Lisa wigged. I had a sister called Josie, so we called her JoJo's.
Oh, I like
that. Kind of rhymed. And Mickey Boat Hire after his uncle Mickey, and then Stefan after Stefan. So it's kind of, but I was just like the sound of JoJo. Sort of rhyme.
Well, that's the thing. It's something over the last 40 years I've never questioned. It's always been, yeah, JoJo's. And I thought, where did that come from? That's why I wanted to ask you. Now, mate, it started as a small cafe for your hairdressing staff, didn't it?
Can I say something first?
Oh, please. By all means.
Almost so saddened by the Hackett story. That is a tragic story. And
it is.
I just can't get over it. I can't believe it. It's such an incredible credit to Australia, to the youth, to what they achieved, and for it to turn out where it's turned up is just makes me cry inside.
Yeah, Stephen, you're not the only one. I got a text off my mum today, which in itself, her texting is one thing, but she has been saddened by this, and what a great champion he has been for our country, and to see what's happening to him and his family, it's something that...
Competent and so everything. Very sad. There's a big lesson there for all of us, you know, Not to let yourself get to that level. I don't know how you let yourself get to that level.
Mm.
It was a very famous man called Norman Vincent Peale. He always used to say, change your thoughts and you'll change your world. So I don't know how you get to that level from where he was. It's just hard, tragedy.
It's very true, very true. And you've been doing plenty to change the world too, Stephen, if I can say. JoJo's, what was so special about JoJo's in your mind?
It was kind of, have you ever heard of the Swiss cheese scenario?
The Swiss cheese scenario, no.
Swiss cheese scenario is where all the holes line up, where you get a break. You come up with an idea, you meet somebody that has a space, and then you meet someone who designs the name, and then you meet some. I'll tell you how JoJo's started. First, I meet Bill Bristow, who said, the famous advertising guru. He said, "Oh, we'll call it JoJo's. Meet you at JoJo's." So then,
Then
I went to a guy called Lyle. He's a famous writer. I said, "Look, I like JoJo's. JoJo's. He wrote Stefan, so he wrote JoJo. And then Bill Bristow, meet you at JoJo. Then a commercial, meet you at JoJo. Then people in Brisbane in those days wanted to go to Milano, the best restaurant we've ever had. Even today would be the best restaurant in Australia. They wanted to go to Breakfast Creek for a steak.
Mm.
And they wanted to go to Chinatown for Chinese. Whenever we wanted to go to lunch, we would always have a bit of a challenge who wins where to go. So I thought if you can put the three together, Asian, steak, Italian, it would work. And it did. And it became so big. We did it to attract traffic for a beautiful hairdressing shop we had. It's called Top Shop. Well, it became so busy, we closed the hairdressing shop 8 weeks later.
Hey, well, when you get the best of Brisbane and put it all together, why not? Hey, why the decision to close then?
It's not really closing. It's moving to Melbourne Street.
Melbourne Street. So what's that over at South Brisbane? Is that... okay. But the Queen Street Mall, I mean, it was one of the, you know, you'd either meet at Hungry Jack's or you meet at JoJo's. Everyone sort of knew it's part of our fabric.
I heard you say that. You know, why to move it to Melbourne Street?
Yeah.
I had to sign a 10-year lease or a big lease. Rents in town are high now.
Yep.
And Judges, as you said, it's been going for 40 years. I wanted to make it a new generation Judges. And to make it a new generation Judges, you really had to redo it, reinvent it. And to do it where it was and get into a 10-year lease, we couldn't come to an agreement. And we have an incredible property in Melbourne Street. So we're going to spend the $2 million on making Judges Melbourne Street a mega place.
Is it going to be the same Jojo's? I mean, you just mentioned about reinventing it. What's going to be different?
Well, it'll be a little bit more modern, a little bit newer. Same thing. It's a bit like a new Mercedes. How do you make a new Mercedes? You improve on the last Mercedes. How do you make a new Holden? You improve on the last Holden. So it's still a Mercedes, but it's new Mercedes. It's still a BMW, but it's a new BMW.
Seven over those 40, well, nearly 40 years for Jojo's.
I reckon. Well,
yeah.
Instead of 38, ugly.
Yeah, exactly. Stand out for you? Any moment over those four decades that's jumped into your memory that you go, yep, that's my Jojo's moment?
Yeah. You asking me for one?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one. One I tell a lot, but I hope I pull it off because I know we don't have a lot of time to talk. I was walking through the restaurant. This may not come off, but I'm still going to do it.
Okay.
And you know those big, those cockies that fly through?
The cockies? The cockatoos?
The cockies that fly through.
Yeah.
Cockroaches.
Oh, cockroaches. Right. Yes.
One flies in.
Yeah.
Landed on the floor. He didn't realize the cocky was bad days. I saw him land. So I walked up to him and I put my foot on him. And as I looked up before I would squash him, I looked up. And this lady is looking at me, and I smiled, and she smiled, and she was wondering what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
So I picked him up with a serviette and threw him away. And the lady looked at me, and I sent her a bottle of wine. So about an hour later, she said to one of the waiters, she said, "Can you ask that guy to come back here?"
Right.
She was from interstate. So I came in, I said, "Yes, can I help you?" She said, "Can you find another one of those cockies?"
She won another bottle of wine. No, good one. No, you pulled that off, Stephen. Good story. Good story.
Every time I'm somewhere and I see one of those, that moment. There's been unbelievable moments. But really, the biggest highlight of JoJo's for me is we actually, the number of functions we had for our awards night. We used to have our awards night. So every month, we have all our team compete. The awards night that you know, that started as a monthly awards night. And the winners of each month then qualified for the end of the year one.
And that is one big party. Mate, so many memories for so many people in Brisbane. And I really appreciate you sharing your stories too this afternoon, Stephen. So JoJo's in Queen Street closing next month, only to be reborn in Melbourne Street over in South Brisbane.